ashes. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. Our brotherhood.
WPFP, translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump was on the witness stand in his defamation trial. He testified for 3 minutes that he was only defending himself and making statements about E. Jean Carroll, who had accused him of sexual assault. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in court and says earlier in the day, Carol Martin, a one-time Carroll friend, described her experience.
Carroll's messages expressed concern that her friend was enjoying the attention a little bit, even at one point saying her narcissism has run amok and that she was a drug addict. That a drug is herself. And the defense's whole point here is that what E. Jean Carroll has said is the harm she suffered from Donald Trump's defamatory statements is overblown.
Senior advisor in the Trump White House sentenced to 4 months in prison for contempt of Congress. Peter Navarro's already appealed. President Biden's touting infrastructure improvements in Wisconsin today. This is ABC News. More Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, largely due to layoffs in the media and tech sectors.
eBay cutting 1,000 jobs. Google letting go hundreds who work in its voice assistance teams. TikTok, Amazon Prime Studios, Sports Illustrated, and the LA Times. Those are just a few of the companies who've announced January layoffs. All of those and more leading to 214,000 more people applying for jobless claims last week. 25,000 more than the previous week. Still, the unemployment rate has stayed below 4% for 23 straight months, the longest streak since the 1960s.
That's ABC's Sherry Preston. There's a recall of Robitussin cough syrup over concerns about possible contamination. It applies to Robitussin Honey CF Max. And the World Health Organization says there's an alarming increase in measles cases across Europe. There were more than 30,000 cases reported between January and October of last year. It's compared to 941 during the entire prior year. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The president of the Universities of Wisconsin says it will take years and more federal money to get the UW system back in the black. President Jay Rothman told a WISP Politics gathering in Milwaukee yesterday that campuses are still spending more money than they take in. Rothman did not rule out more layoffs or furloughs. He says he hopes to eliminate campus deficits by 2028. Healthcare in rural western Wisconsin will get more challenging after two major hospitals and several clinics close this spring. The AARP's Jim Flaherty says telehealth helps, but many places lack enough broadband.
Wisconsin has a great need for stronger, high-speed broadband service. It's got to be affordable and it's got to be accessible.
Flaherty says he supports efforts to boost rural broadband. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Bucks win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A week ago, the Bucks lost by 40 points to the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Last night, it was the Bucks 126-116 over the Cavs at Fiserv Forum. Damian Lillard with 28 points and was asked what went through his mind after hearing Adrian Griffin had been fired as head coach.
Like everybody else, you know, just kind of surprised by it, but I've also been around long enough to know that it's part of the business.
Joe Prunty on serving as interim head coach until a new one is officially announced.
In all of my years of doing this, you know, whatever. It's never been about me.
College hoops, number 14th ranked Marquette down to Paul in Chicago, 86-73. The Badgers will host Michigan State at the Kohl Center tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers fired their strength and conditioning coach, Chris Gizzy, after five seasons. Gizzy was the linebacker for the Pack who carried the U.S. flag onto the field the first game after 9/11. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
But she got me on the counter. Wasn't me.
Playing what we want.
Take a ride with me with three women in the four with the goldie.
Jack, I'm bored. Entertain me.
FM has to pick up our birthday suit from the cleaners.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-611-2046. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. there is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-611-2046. That's 800-611-2046. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Cloudy and mild today as high temperatures hit the mid-30s, which is bringing areas of fog and mist. Tonight, temperatures drop to the low 30s, which means freezing fog and freezing drizzle will likely create a slick and slippery commute tomorrow morning. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Here's a bunch of songs in a row you can wrap your head around. But why would you?
Thank you. promise myself I wouldn't leave. One more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep, there's no way out. This time I have really led myself astray. Runaway train, never going back. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. Somehow I'm neither here nor there. Can you help me remember how to smile? Make it somehow all seem worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain with a ticket for a runaway train. And everything seems cut and dry today.
You're a real rattlesnake, and I love everything about you.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride. We'll be right back.
he gets high on you. When the space he invades, he gets by on you.
One Jack FM.
Reveal at 866-930-JACK. You've reached your free content limit at Jack FM.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Nachos! Yeah, you nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah. I'm good.
Oh, you're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. This guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Cloudy and mild today as high temperatures hit the mid-30s, which is bringing areas of fog and mist. Tonight, temperatures drop to the low 30s, which means freezing fog and freezing drizzle will likely create a slick and slippery commute tomorrow morning. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. Saturday, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
Packer Nation made it well known they wanted Joe Barry fired as Packers defensive coordinator, and Wednesday morning, they got their wish. Packers finished 17th overall defensively this past season, 10th in points allowed, but 28th against the run, and a strong four-game finish wasn't enough to save Barry's job. The overall struggles came despite GM Brian Gutekunst spending 7 of the team's 8 first-round draft picks on defense since he took over. Matt LaFleur will be on his third defensive coordinator in 6 years when he hires Barry's replacement. He'll have to move quickly with several teams in the market for a new coordinator. I'll have more after this.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
A few more regular season wins would have been nice, but Packer center Josh Myers said the ride was still enjoyable.
I've never been on a team that started so rough and finished so well. It was just a very unique experience for me and one that I'll never forget.
The Packers know they have their quarterback moving forward. Myers said that center-quarterback relationship between he and Jordan Love was fantastic.
It was so fun playing with that guy all year. I can't say enough about the job he did coming in, it being his first year starting. I mean, just did an incredible job.
Packers won't be a surprise team next season. And how will they respond?
I have all the confidence in the world and the guys in this locker room. I think we'll respond great. I think we'll, no matter what happens next year, you're going to find another team that just refuses to quit, you know?
That's the latest from Title Town. I'll have more tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
103.1.
Hey, Jack.
Jack FM.
Why don't you try calling me for once and leaving a message? I'm tired of this being a one-sided relationship.
Never went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best there's ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul. Up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, there's your dog back, no child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. Cause I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best there's ever been. He played, found the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.
Nobody's perfect. Cool. Jack FM's a nobody.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting sheep but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for cross tops in my mind. On my own, here we go. My eyes feel like they're gonna bleed. Right up and bulging out my skull. My mouth's dry. My face is numb. That top is spun out in my room. We're on my own, here we go. Set on overdrive. The clock is laughing in my face. Crooked spine. My senses dulled. That's the point of delirium. On my own, here we go. Feel like they're gonna bleed. Right up and bulging out my skull. My mouth's dry. Face is numb. That top is spun out in my room.
Hey, Jack, I'm new to town. Could you recommend a decent radio station to listen to?